This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Six after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Jay, the two Jays in the DJV program. Victoria Keelan in the lineup as well, focusing on the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of that stuff. And what is in your mind as far as dreams are concerned? Have you had any good daydreams? Did you have good dreams last night in your sleep? Do your dreams help you make decisions? I think that's one of the things that you wake up, I guess it depends on whether you have vivid dreams or not. I knew a lady friend once who dreamt what she was going to cook for dinner, and that's how she decided how she was going to cook her meals.
Whatever. That's a weird one. Very convenient, though. Mine are
very
like conducive to real life, I hope.
No. I've forgotten what the cooking was like. I just remember that being the dream thing. Vaccine hesitancy. A focus across the country, it would seem, although it's less now than it was before, ladies, it would seem. So I'm getting my shot today. I think it's Johnson & Johnson I'm getting, so I wouldn't have to worry about getting another shot. But one wonders if there are people who get the first shot and they don't like it. They don't like their arm being sore. They don't like maybe coming across with some of the flu, the symbols, if you will, the indicators of having the flu, and so they just don't get the second shot. I see the vaccine monitor here, though, suggests 57% of adults either have already the first shot or they have a plan. So where are we here with the three of you? None of you are too young to get the shot already, right?
Nobody here's got the shot. We're eligible.
Yeah.
They're not doing it by age anymore in California. They decided that wasn't effective because the governor is going to get recalled, so he's got to get schools reopened again, and the only way to do that is to up the ante. So starting this week, they've been vaccinating teachers, agriculture workers,
Megan
first responders.
Shots yesterday, my daughter. Yep, yeah, yeah. So is that a good plan? Well, it's probably...
Well, it's occupation-based in New Jersey, where I am as well. But we're just not in any high-risk group, and they're still trying to get, you know, there's still a shortage of supply. So now with Johnson & Johnson coming into the fold, hopefully that will help them get through the rest of teachers and, you know, people who work in grocery stores and things like that. They've been trying to figure out who really, like, it's a very high rate of infection among grocery store workers, so it would make sense protected.
Why would it be that it was higher in grocery stores?
Well, they're exposed to a lot of people if they're stocking shelves and things like that. They're shipments coming in and out of the store, so they're exposed to more people than the average person who just goes into the store, picks up what they need, and then leaves. So there's that. A lot of them do not have health insurance. They're part-time. They don't seek medical help because of the fact that they don't have health insurance. There are a whole list of factors there, but I think it's smart to just start inoculating people who are exposed to the most people because they're spreading it around.
So is there a circumstance in any state that anybody knows of, where you are down in Nashville, Jay, do family members get to go, let's say younger family members, if they can claim that they're caretaking their older family members, can they go and get a shot? Does it work like that in some places?
No, I think in certain states that is a
that
case,
is the
but
thing. Here in Massachusetts it could be done.
And I think you have to have
state
more...
By state.
You have to have a little more proof than just being like, I'm a caretaker, I'm ready for my shot. I know that you have to have some sort of letter from the people that you work for, or there's got to be some proof. You can't just show up and say, I'm a caretaker. I think people have tried that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see. 57% either have their shots or are ready for them. 22% are in a wait-and-see group. Now, that's the group that seems to be going down in numbers. 15% say they don't want to get vaccinated. 7% say they'll only get vaccinated if they are required to do it. And how would that be in work, I guess, much as anything else?
Some jobs
traveling.
Will require it.
Yeah, I think there are some in some travel situations, they're going to a report. Megan sent me a copy of the certificate. I hadn't seen one of these before, of what they, you know, it says the date, what kind of a vaccine you got, and when the second one, there's a place for the first time and the second time on the card. But it's spooky. When I looked at that, I frankly thought, that's pretty spooky, looking at what is there and what you may have to have in order to
Well,
to
we
travel.
Were talking about the passport that the UK is promoting and saying they want to get people passports to get them back up and running again if they had the vaccine. And 230,000 people already within a week's time have signed petitions saying that they don't want that. And it is creepy. It's like getting a mark, you know, put the scarlet letter on you or something, the little X that you've had your vaccine. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is kind of weird. So the discussion online, or if you will, in social media about the vaccines and what is right, what is wrong, misinformation, stuff that's distorted. Apparently Twitter, and I wondered, I was going to ask you about this, Victoria, whether the others will follow suit or are thinking about, when I say the others, the other social media, Jay, whether you've seen this. It's Twitter, that's what they say they're going to do. What's Facebook doing? What's Instagram doing? What are some of these other social media, do they have a system, or is this just kind of today this is the rule, tomorrow it'll be something else? And is this appropriate, frankly? What's right and what's not? What's icky here? This feels a little icky to me.
Well, the icky thing, I think, is what people are saying that are completely untrue. Like, don't get a vaccine. It's a microchip. The government's tracking you. There's a whole lot of that. That, to me, is pretty icky. Yeah.
Yeah, and what the social media platforms are doing are trying to give people actual facts and statistics.
Right.
And where people can go and do their own research. On Instagram, your post contained COVID. So we've attached a link where people can get information regarding COVID.
Hmm.
It doesn't take down your post. It's just information that, you know.
Right. I don't know. The whole thing.
I know, but you're not on social media, and we are, and we're inundated every day with stupid people saying really stupid things.
Well, I'm on
that
Facebook.
Then get passed around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook's trying to do it.
But who arbitrates? I said this to you. I don't know if I said it on the air or off the air. Somebody like Dr. Jack Stockwell, who doesn't necessarily cotton to the same thing that Ken Kronhaus. So do you take his stuff down?
He was taken off YouTube. I get that, but Jack doesn't say that microchips are in the vaccine.
He doesn't say that.
So Jack has an informed opinion about it, but he's not saying stupid stuff that, you know, that believe me, there's so much stupid stuff on Twitter. It's ridiculous.
And there is, but then the problem is that people like Jack and people who don't post stupid things are still feeling the burn of the censorship because somebody at Facebook or Twitter thinks that what they say is inaccurate, and so they market that way. And that's the problem that people have had all along, that sometimes they're not consistent, that they're not marking everything.
Yeah, that's the question I had,
certain
Jennifer.
Things, and so there's no consistency, right.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm wondering about. And now with that in mind, there's a new Secretary of Education, and the first focus is on reopening schools around the country. What's going on? I know here in Massachusetts, the edict has come out, and was out actually a while ago, and then the individual communities are playing with this, wrestling with it. I'm of an opinion that everybody should be back in school now. That's where I come down on it. What are they doing in New Jersey, Victoria?
Kids have been back in school the whole time in Jersey. They were out initially for, it was a couple of weeks they went virtual full time, but they've been on the hybrid system. Actually, no, for a while now, the kids are back in school. It's a shorter day, and they don't have, like, recess and, you know, things like that, so it's just more condensed. But kids have been back in school, so we're not really one of those states where the teachers' union decided that they were going to, you know, run the show. But yesterday we had Rich McFadden on with us. His two kids he's in Northern Virginia.
Virginia.
And so his son said, "Dad, please don't make me go into class because I'm one of three kids sitting there, and the rest of the class, including the teacher, are on Zoom at home." So
good
Rich
God.
Said he let his kids stay home, and he wrote a letter to the vice principal and said, you know, the teacher says that she doesn't feel safe. She doesn't have the vaccine. She doesn't want to be in class. And so he said it's just been the teachers' unions are just running the show. So he said next year they think that that's probably going to change, that they're going to tell teachers, if you don't want to be in the classroom, then you go get a different job.
Mm-hmm. California's got the schools closed down, and Gavin Newsom knows that this is one of the reasons he's getting recalled. So he got together some money, and listen to this, now is like $2 billion or $6 billion to schools to get them to reopen, and only up until grade two. So now you've just got, they're spending all that money to get up to grade two open and back to school by the end of March. It's just, I don't know, it's ridiculous. It's like you have to buy them off to get them to go back to school.
There. All right. In a moment, we focus on what's going on in outer space. You want to take a trip to the International Space Station? You can do that with us right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so here we are on Earth looking up at the moon, at the stars of the sky. I was in Denver yesterday. I was driving by. There's a big Air Force base near the airport. And on that Air Force base, there are a number of radar receivers, and they're covered with cloth. Some of them are real and some of them are phony. Listen to this. The satellites that we have, do you know that there are in-station satellites, that is, stations that are up above the Earth, that don't move around the Earth, they move with the Earth, so they are constantly in the same position monitoring what's going on at that point. And there are two, they're called defensive satellites, but they are aimed, one of them is aimed at the Middle East, the other one is aimed at China. And they both feed down into this Air Force base from that fixed position over the planet, and they go into the radar receptors that are on this base. Except nobody really knows which ones are real and which ones are fake, along with a lot of the other buildings that are around this Air Force base. And I thought to myself,
how much money?
Yeah, fake buildings. Buildings don't have anything in them, or what's in them, it looks like a warehouse, but it's not really. It's a big data dump. And how much money we have spent, that's what I said to my friend John, how much money do you think we as a country spend, or even the others who are, quote-unquote, our enemies, like China or the people in the Middle East, just to try to gain control of a planet that's not controllable? What is there about the psychology in that? And then we're talking about the practical side of how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars are spent for us to protect ourselves from them, and they supposedly to protect themselves from us. Wow. Anyway, that's one trip to outer space. There are some other things going on, which we'll get to in the next half hour, 21 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. What is trending? Jay Kirshner is here with that. Victoria and Jennifer and Doug, the nominees for Golden Globes and all of the, we're all watching. I watched that on Sunday night. It was kind of, I don't know whether I thought it was good. I think
parts of it were good. Parts of it were weird and awkward Zoom call.
Yeah, right. I think there was way too much attention to the Black Lives Matter stuff. That ought to be more, it should feel more comfortable. It felt like it was being pushed. For me.
Make sure the Golden Globes are more comfortable for you next year.
Well, I think that they're more. I think the average person who looks at this thinks that some of that stuff has just gone too far, and maybe that's the question here. Anyway, it was kind of cool to see the dog. I thought that Jodie Foster and the wife with the dog there. I thought that was one of the real classic shots of the night. And I thought it was kind of. I thought it was warm. I thought it was kind of cool to see them and see some of the others, like Bill Murray sitting in his backyard up in the Hollywood Hills.
With the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, right.
Oh, for sure. And people loved Kate Hudson having her whole family around. There are a bunch of background photos, like still shots from
Aaron
the show,
Sorkin had that family sort of shot too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So anyway, the people are just talking about it, right? Did they pick out one that they think was better than the other?
People are loving that Jeff Daniels' basic background looks like a room everyone has in their home that they haven't had decorated. I mean, it was just white walls, nothing hanging up on it. It was very sterile.
And he just had like a flannel shirt on. He wasn't dressed up for the occasion. Yeah.
And Jason Bateman, everyone thought his background was amazing. I mean, it was this dark brown built-in wooden shelved library and red color palette, curated knickknacks, and turns out he was borrowing Jennifer Aniston's home for it.
Yeah, they had
a
party.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right, so what's going on with Taylor Swift and all of this business? Ginny and Georgia, what's that show about?
That's a new Netflix show, and there was a joke made about Taylor Swift's past dating life saying, you go through more men than Taylor Swift. And she's hitting back, and she tweeted, 2010 called and wants its lazy, deeply sexist joke back.
Totally.
She's been dating Joe Alwyn since 2017. They met in 2016. That used to be a popular topic, how many men Taylor Swift was dating, how it was like a different boyfriend every week, every month. She's even joked about it in songs. But, yeah, that's an old joke. That's history. Move on. There are new things to come up with.
All right,
no one comments on guys who constantly are serial daters. So
no, that's true.
It's like Leanne, double standard. Like we're all
unless your name rhymes with Barmy.
Or Leonardo DiCaprio.
Army Hammer might get it a little bit. He's got.
Well, I wonder if this comment on Army Hammer.
It's only if he tries to eat them.
That's right.
The San Diego Comic-Con is going to, when is it scheduled? What time of the year is this happening?
The summertime. So it's scheduled for July 23rd through 25th, and it will be an at-home virtual event.
Why?
Free experience.
In July? Why would they be?
Because there's so many people, it's always packed. They just feel like they can't properly do it given the pandemic. Even if things do ease up, they don't believe that it'll be eased up enough. But they are hoping to be back to their larger scale event in July 2022.
Mm-hmm. Have it in Florida if you want it to be open. California is not going to be like that.
Mm-hmm. On the socials, the trending thing, or now the question about claims that Trump made for 10,000 National Guard troops to be deployed before the January 6th rally, that's not true. That was fact checked. Is that what basically?
I don't know what comment you're referring to. I don't know.
So. Trump made claims that he had asked for 10,000 National Guards and that they were denied. He blamed Pelosi for it. We posted this to get thoughts on Facebook at DJV Show. 85% of people were saying, yep, that's 100% what happened. 15% are calling it total BS.
Know the truth?
Instead of the truth, we just need to know the truth. But I feel like every time Trump has wanted to do something and people have said no, he's come out right away saying like, no, I'm trying to do this. So why is there a delay?
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claimed there is no immigration crisis at the U.S. southern border. North Carolina Republican Representative Madison Cawthorn on Fox News says old politics won't cut it anymore.
For this secretary, Secretary Alejandro, to be saying that this is all Donald Trump's fault, it's the classic Democrat playbook. The only way that they can actually sound as if they have an argument is if they blame Donald J. Trump.
Rep. Cawthorn says on Inauguration Day there were more Biden supporters at the Mexico border than there were at the inauguration.
Very first time in inauguration history, there were more supporters of the president at our southern border than there were actually in attendance for the inauguration. It was a sad display.
Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization said Monday that it's unlikely that the coronavirus will no longer be an issue by the end of the year, and despite advances, the virus is very much in control. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Well, it was close, but no cigar. NASCAR's Tyler Riddick finished second at Homestead Miami Speedway last weekend, but wanted more out of his number 8 Chevrolet.
It's a good night considering how the first two weekends have went, but I need to get this Cheddar Scratch Kitchen Chevy to victory lane, because if I would have gotten a lot of people in America free chicken tenders on Monday night. But, yeah, once I really saw how fast we were in clean air at the end there and I saw how fast we were catching everybody, it's beyond frustrating. Just two or three different decisions on a restart would have put me miles ahead and I would have been within reach. So, yeah, second's great, but I saw how much faster I was than those guys there at the end, so naturally it's frustrating.
NASCAR is in Southern Nevada this weekend at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Sunday's Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube, starts at 3:30 p.m. on Fox. The NIT basketball tournament is moving this year. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
And with the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament being moved to a single location, another postseason tournament is following suit. The National Invitation Tournament announced Monday that it will hold its entire event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when it begins later this month. The tournament will also downsize its field, shrinking to 16 teams from the usual 32. The semifinals and championship game have traditionally been held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. First held in 1938, the NIT has more recently become associated as the postseason tournament for teams that didn't make the NCAA field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Four after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner on the DJV program, with a focus on the difference between production and consumption. Think about this for a minute, ladies. What is it, and I wonder about this and how it applies to our predicament here in this country. We're worried about prosperity, worried about our economy, that sort of thing. Can you spend your way to prosperity? A lot of people say, yeah, you can do that, but where's the money come from that we're spending? That's the question about, was the $1.9 billion spending bill has all kinds of infrastructure, jobs in it, things that are supposed to put everybody to work, and we're going to have unemployment and things like that. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I do know, though, in terms of producing things and then people buying things, the various venues that we have. Think about how many different choices we have to buy the same thing. Oftentimes, like when we're talking about the clear product that we advertise on the program, you can get it in stores, you can get it on Amazon, you get it on eBay. And so I was thinking about this in regard to Costco and what they're doing. You know how many workers Costco has? Take a guess. How many people around the country work for Costco? Anybody want to guess?
A lot. A lot.
That's good, Jennifer. Yes, that's good. 180,000.
Over on a lot.
There are a 180.
Is Costco owned by Walmart, or is that Sam's Club that I'm thinking of?
Sam's Club is owned by Walmart, and they're not anywhere near as successful. They're pretty much defunct. In fact, Costco is basically taking not only when it comes to BJ's and Walmart, and now the online focus from Costco is on Amazon, which I think is a really good thing, because Amazon has gotten much too, for me anyway, much too powerful, much too influential, too many things are there, putting too many people, you know, okay, we'll buy everything at Amazon. All right, so what does that do to the price of it? I know, although they're supposedly less expensive oftentimes than buying it someplace else. So this week, Costco is raising the wages, the starting wages, to $16 an hour for all of these 180,000 workers. I think that's pretty astounding when you think about the fact that the minimum wage is half that in most states around the country.
Amazon's cheapest employee is $15 an hour. So yeah. Costco's doing better, and they upped it by a dollar.
Half of their hourly workers now, according to this information that I'm looking at from Bloomberg, are paid $25 an hour, which is a hell of a lot more than what they're getting at Amazon. And so the service, it's kind of like the old days. Remember when people used to say they loved working for Southwest Airlines? It was one of the most popular companies to work for in the country. Well, now 60% of the employees at Costco say that they love it there and they're proud to work there, which is kind of an interesting reality. How often do you say that? Do you tell people when you're working on this program, when people say to you, Jay, what do you do for a living? Well, I do this radio program. And do you say you're proud? I'm not asking whether, I'm not for any particular reason, but is this the kind of a job that you're proud to have? I guess that would be my question. Who has a job that you would consider to be proud? I'm proud to be a policeman. I'm proud to be a teacher. I'm proud to be a pilot. I'm proud to be, you fill in the blank. Are you proud of what you do? Maybe that's a great question for social media. In a sense, are you proud of the work that you do and where you're working? I think that's a really important
that's
for self-satisfaction.
That's a great question, Doug. Yeah, we're going to get that up on @DJVShow, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, I just think that this is the sort of thing, is it all about pay? I find more often than not it's not. Working conditions. Happy workers are dedicated workers. And I think then when you go down the road a little bit further, if you're encountering, and I used my trip last night on the airplane, I was on two different flights. The first flight, the people that were in charge, that is the staff, the sort of wait staff, if you will, flight attendants, were grumpy, nasty, and arrogant. But when I got to Dallas and got on the other plane, the people that were on that plane were fabulous. They were so happy to see us, and they were happy to have us on board.
Sometimes people have a bad day.
You can love
your job, and everybody has a bad day. Who knows? You don't know what they just came from. Usually there's another flight ahead of yours. Who knows?
I understand that, but it just seems to me that when you're in the service business, either should put that face on or go get another job. You know, work in Amazon. We don't have to talk to anybody if that's the way it is. But anyway, I was thinking that it was a smart move for Costco, and I wonder how much they're expanding. We have one, the closest one here is about 10 miles away. I remember the first introduction I had to Costco, Jennifer, was the one that was Venice, Jefferson, just south of Venice. That was the first one I was ever in my life, and I went in looking around and thought, my God, look at all this stuff in here. And I went in, and it's smart.
To spend the day. You used to be able to get snacks. You could just wander around and eat, and there you go.
Yeah. So I guess I just wonder whether this is the smartest way to do things, and will it work out well for them? I think, at least so far it is, at any rate. We were talking about the situation in outer space, and I had mentioned something that I found out yesterday with regard to the big Air Force base in Denver and what's actually there. The astronauts that are up in the International Space Station are preparing to put on new solar panels. You know, this is a perfect example of how this might work. If there's another perfect example of solar power being used, I don't know what it is. The solar panels for the space station they're going to be more efficient, apparently, than the ones that were there. So, Kate Rubins and Victor Glover are going to be outside putting the mounting brackets on. There was a spacewalk yesterday. They had started doing it. They're about 8 feet apart, these brackets. Did you see any of the video? Anybody see video or pictures?
No, I haven't seen video
of
yet.
This?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. They don't have the solar panels yet. they're putting the mounting brackets on to get ready to put the solar panels up. But it's really amazing just to watch that stuff. I was watching it actually at the airport, and it was, you know, you see the amazing things that people, and I guess I was thinking about that with regard to all the things we spend. I was talking about spending money on armaments and how to protect ourselves and how much, you know, how much time we dedicate to defense and why we have to spend that money on it. And sometimes how, you know, now, even though the Chinese are building up their armaments and they're building up their fleet of boats and ships and planes with the one purpose in mind, to prepare themselves to attack the United States. And so when I think about that and all the money that we spend here and all these others, what the end game is, what? You're going to control the earth. How wonderfully well are we doing at the moment, anybody controlling the earth? And with more people, I would think if there's any country on earth that wouldn't want to be in control, it would be the Chinese. They got 1.3 billion people. They have so many huge problems there that we don't even know about, or they're not reporting on. You know, they have riots in the streets going on. It's not just Taiwan and Hong Kong. It's the inland provinces that have been locked down because of the COVID. And, you know, they don't explain. They just say, this is what you're going to do, and if you don't do it, we'll shoot you. You know, that kind of stuff. So I just, I can't even begin to, it's beyond my pay grade to figure out why in the world these people want to control everything. We say, you know, some people say we control everything. Did we do that by design, or did it just happen? See, theirs is design. Ours just happened because we are better at most stuff than other countries. Yes, everybody, we agree on that term? And that, with that idea? Are we better at most things, or have we been over the, you know, like since the Second World War, better at most things, and therefore we prevailed? We didn't. We have. What do you mean?
I don't know. Well, I'm thinking. Whoa, okay. Thank you're in a mood today, so just hang on. I'm thinking. I'm contemplating what you were saying.
All right.
I think that some things, yes, we've definitely excelled at. But I think since post-World War II, when you look at the totality of things, clearly we're not as good as we think we are, or else we wouldn't even be having this conversation about China. That those supply chains have been in motion for four decades. So clearly we had different altruistic ambitions, and the Chinese are just out to rule the world, and that was not our ambition. But clearly, somewhere along the way, we definitely have slipped in a lot of different areas. So I don't think that we can say that we've excelled beyond everyone else since World War II. No.
I think we've excelled in terms of influence. There may be a lot of other things, actually, that we're not that great at, frankly, but why should we be so good? Why do we have to be first at everything? And why, you know, I mean, there's a double-edged sword here. Why would the Chinese want to control the world?
I don't know why they'd want to, but people think power is desirable, and certainly the Chinese think that
right.
Power is desirable, or they wouldn't be doing what they do. But I think for our part, because all we can look at is our part, right? There's nothing we can do about what the Chinese government is doing. I think it's really easy to say we were just arrogant, and we just got ahead of ourselves, and we just thought we'd always have American greatness, and we'd always be exceptional. But I think what really happened is you had, well, I think it was more than that, though. I think that's an easy thing to say. But I think the truth is that most of our leaders who get into positions made deals that benefited themselves and benefited a global economy instead of an economy that was good for America first. And I think that's where we started to slip away. When people started to give deals to China and it started to benefit them, well, then they're doing it personally and to heck with the rest of the country.
Yeah, I think putting people, the greed, if you will, there's nothing wrong with making money and making lots of it, which brings me around to looking at the Warren proposal to tax the ultra-rich. Here we go again. Talk about that in a moment here on the DJV program.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
All right, so this is a business about Elizabeth Warren's proposal to tax the rich. There's nothing that gets me, well, I shouldn't say there's nothing, because there are other things that get me cranked up. But when I look at that and I think about the way it's being presented, at any rate, whether it is the arrogance of power, she's always been on this kick, and the way she, the phraseology that she uses, like it's dirty to have a lot of money. Like it's dirty. There are some people that use their money for extraordinarily good purposes. Some people don't. That's not my business, and it's not your business, and it's not her business. But because this is great, you know, makes great copy. She says, we've watched the wealth of the billionaire class in America increase by more than $1 trillion over the past year. Well,
that's true.
Since she's been in, yeah, okay, so what's that's wrong? That
means when the tax liability does not equal as much as people in the middle class are paying. That's the problem. I don't agree.
Is it percentages or is it dollars?
I think what she's talking about, and I'm no real fan of hers either, so this is not coming from, oh, I'm in the Elizabeth Warren camp.
I get it. Yeah, it's okay.
Well, I know you know that. I'm just saying that for our listeners' sake, so they know where I'm coming from. But when you look at the statistics of how, you know, Jeff Bezos, for example, more than doubled his wealth, his personal wealth in 2020 because of the pandemic and because of how well Amazon did. When you look at the benefits that he has from tax loops and loopholes and things like that, that the average person does not have the ability to write off all that and not pay taxes, that's really what they're talking about.
Loophole. I just don't understand why we don't continue with the tax reform. Because 3% is just going to, during a pandemic, is just going to trickle down to the rest of us. And people who don't, they think that magically billionaires and corporations are just going to accept making less. No, they are not going to do that. That is why a federal minimum wage is a bad idea right now. Let the economy recover on its own, at least for the next few years.
So there you have the interesting perspective, dichotomy of thinking here at 10 before the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell from his perch in Salt Lake City. He's a Nooka chiropractor. A lot of great things happen in his clinic, and a great deal of information is passed by him on the air here on this program. I think I'm always thankful to have the ability to talk to so many people who know so much about so much. Now, that's something, there's so much information in the world today. Do you ever get befuddled, Jack, by the amount of information that you have at your disposal and what is there that you can pass along to the people here on the radio, on your radio program you do there in Salt Lake City, to the people that come into your clinic? You know, there's so much there.
Well, absolutely. You know, and all the effort that you make to try to keep up on current themes and dynamics that you've been watching for a while, suddenly you see all these other things opening up on each side of those dynamics that I'll take, it takes longer and longer and longer every week, every day, trying to prepare for my local show as well as sound somewhat smart on your show, that there's hardly any time left for anything else because of the wealth of information.
Okay, I just figured out how I'm going to present you. This is okay. Dr. Jack Stockwell. He's somewhat smart.
He's trying his best.
Somewhat smart. Yeah. All right, here's a sign of accelerated aging that Jack has found. This is, everybody listen up, as you get older, what's going on with your body, especially your mobility, right?
Well, right. It's published in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society. It's a peer-reviewed journal that adults that are age 60 and older who had a slower walking speed had a greater risk of developing dementia.
So how do we measure the walking speed? What's the predicator of whether...
Well, in the study, to make it as simple as possible, there are those who are out there walking around who want to get somewhere in their walking, and there are those who are just poking. Now, there's nothing wrong with just kind of a poking, casual walk, maybe through the neighborhood or something like that. But if that's the greatest speed that you're going to be walking, you might fall into this group. because it talks about the if you're out walking for exercise, and you can do about a 3-mile-an-hour walk, which is about 1 mile every 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. This is the group that had the least potential for developing dementia from nothing more than just a good walking speed.
What do you do when you're walking? I was trying to think of last time you and I walked across a parking lot to get any place. We might have your parking lot, go to a restaurant or a movie theater or something. I was just thinking, I concentrate on it. When I get out of my car or my truck and I'm walking somewhere, I walk faster. I think about it. I tighten up my butt because it's good for your muscles.
Well, that's what I mean about having somewhere to go. If you've got some place to go, you've got things you want to get done. If you're poking because you just don't have the umph to move any faster, you need to start moving faster because you may very well fall into that group that the American Geriatric Society labeled as a greater risk of developing dementia. You know, and I think it's just because of blood. I think what it does... You know, walking triggers the release of hormones that keep your joints lubricated. It keeps the muscle tone going, but it also obviously has some cardio benefit.
Sure it does.
And the faster your heart's beating when you're exercising like this, greater amounts of oxygen are getting to the blood.
Yeah, it's just I spent the last couple of days in Denver. I went to visit, you know, my friend John Kelly, who runs Seriscan, the brain imaging outfit. And what is going on there? I spent several hours with his tech people learning what it is that they're doing now and how much more they can find out about things like this that you're talking about, the areas of the brain that they can take apart and understand why it is that people, you know, like, for example, people who are great at running businesses, there's a part of your brain that develops and they have identified it. I'm telling you, it's fascinating to understand, you know, not only the physical things like where the headaches come from and all of that stuff, but where there are parts of the brain that when examined, you can tell by looking at it whether that person is a good executive or not. It really is.
Well,
Dr. Jack, go ahead.
No, it was just what I was mentioning a moment ago. The more you look into something, the more you see all of the stuff on the periphery that just gets deeper and deeper with great research.
Are you joining most people who are trying to see an inch lost here or there or a pound lost here or there? Are you having success or are you not having success? If you're on the Calitrin diet, you are having success after 45 days or you're getting your money back, one or the other. Many customers, many people on this notice side benefits, too, as well as better sleep. We talk about that all the time with the folks on the DJV program. So if you're into losing weight and keeping it off, and who the heck isn't, then go for the 90-day supply of Calitrin at toploss.com and use the DJV code when you check out so you'll not have to pay for shipping. And you get two for the price of one. Fabulous product. It will ensure, guarantee, that when you're losing weight, you'll...
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.